Hello, Lorraine.
Hi, Dr. Sherman. I have a history of DVTs and PEs, and my last episode was about 5 years ago. But in the meantime, evidently, it's left me with damage in my veins, especially my left leg.
Uh-huh.
And it's bigger than my right leg all the time. And I drove a truck for the majority of my life. I quit doing that because it was too much sitting, which caused the problem. I still drive, but I'm not behind the wheel, 12 hours a day. But my legs are always, especially my left one, always swollen by the end of the day. My ankle's swollen. It looks like, I can't think of the word right now, water on my ankle. My calf gets bigger. My leg is really painful. So I was wondering if there's some kind of supplement I can take to help open up the flow down there. And maybe, I'm 61.
Mm-hmm.
I've been kind of told that this is just something I'm going to have to live with the rest of my life.
But you're really no longer a driving truck?
I don't drive a truck anymore, but I do drive a charter bus.
Okay.
So I'm not behind, I do awful lot of sitting. But it even happens when I'm, at home working around the house or, there's sometimes by the end of the day I can hardly walk. My leg hurts so bad and it's swollen. So I'm just they're just saying, well, there's nothing you can do. You just got to live with it. And I've asked about supplements, but...
Lorraine, have you been checked for... There's a blood factor called Factor V Leiden. And that's something that you should be screened for to see if you're prone to these clots in general based on your, these clotting factors.
I've been told I am.
So you do have that. Okay.
Yeah, but I haven't had an episode since I quit driving truck.
Okay. And have they put you on prescription anticoagulants or warfarin?
Yeah, I've been on warfarin for 10 years.
Oh, okay. And it's still happening.
Oh, yeah. And I do have an IVC filter in my chest. They're telling me because my veins are damaged.
Yeah.
And that's why my leg is swollen all the time, and that's why it even swells throughout a normal day, whether I'm working or not.
Well,
One of the doctors on your channel talk a while back, but I can't remember about, somebody had an issue, something about, opening up the flow of blood on that line.
Well, that's a really good way to help compensate for this because, when you've had various veins damaged in this whole process and typically they get kind of narrow in certain areas and it blocks your blood flow, up your legs especially. So one thing that's really, really critical, Lorraine, is exercise. You just have to get a certain amount of movement in your legs especially to help, keep that moving. And you can also do compression stockings.
Right.
And you're probably already wearing those.
Well, actually, I'm not. I've been told you can only wear them at night because if you wear them while you're driving. In fact, I got one of my worst bouts of blood clots because I wore them while I was in the truck, and it was cutting off the circulation behind my knee, unbeknownst to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it caused, and then I was told, you just wear them at night in bed. But anyway.
Okay. Yeah, and the other thing, a couple other things. One is it's really, really important to stay hydrated. So
I do drink a lot of water.
Yeah, normally, our bodies are, when we're just sitting like this, we're typically only using about 10% of our circulation. So that's part of the problem is if you keep moving and stay hydrated, then your vessels aren't as likely to clot up.
Mm-hmm.
But I often will use high-dose fish oil and a product called nattokinase. which also helps keep the platelets from sticking together and clotting.
What's it called? Nettle what?
Nattokinase. That's NATTOKINASE.
Okay.
And those are, you know, those are sort of alternatives to the anticoagulant therapy, but given your history, you probably really need to stay on the Coumadin. Have they offered like Eliquis or other medications?
They said I was a candidate for that definitely. I just need to go back to go see the doctor to have them change the prescription, but
yeah.
I'm awful busy and I haven't done that. Yes, definitely.
And one of the
I do take krill oil, omega 3.
Uh-huh.
Take a B complex.
Really
like help with circulation other than getting out behind the seat.
Well, all these things are helpful. You know, one of the advantages of exercise is that it will create a collateral circulation around the areas that have become, you know, semi-blocked. So that's, you actually can repair those areas, but you have to become active and do a lot of walking and just get moving. And, these are the things that actually I think work the best. The fish oil, as I mentioned before, there's something called acetyl-carnitine, which also helps. I'm a big fan also of cayenne pepper. So if you like spicy food, and cayenne tends to help dilate the vessels and keep everything moving. So these are all things that can be helpful.
Okay.
But you really want to build up that collateral circulation. That's probably the most important thing, and staying really, really hydrated, especially when you're driving.
I appreciate it. Hey, I just had a curiosity question.
Yeah.
How many supplements do you take a day?
True confessions. Yes. Quite a few. I would say, I don't know, 15.
Okay, that's not too bad.
I see your
program all the time, and I think to myself, boy, if you took a supplement for every issue that you, I mean, and there could be, it could be numerous, you know, boy.
True.
That would be kind of complicated.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, prioritizing and getting on the right things at the right time.
Okay, I appreciate it, Dr. Sherman.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for the call, Lorraine.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hope that helps. Bye-bye.